Hello. Welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, I'm so glad to be coming your way this morning once again. So I want us to talk about something very important as well in the Bible. I'm talking about be fully persuaded. Be fully persuaded. And I want us to start reading from Romans chapter 1 from verse 16. This is Paul talking again. It says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in the gospel is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." The just, the word just means righteous. We know that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He says we shall live by faith, the just shall live by faith. The just shall regulate his life by faith. So that's what we do. If you're a righteous man, and I know you're a righteous man because you are born again, because of Jesus' work, he has made you righteous. The Bible says that he was made sin who knew no sin, so that you and I might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, when you go to Galatians chapter 3, verse 11, a similar phrase appears there. Galatians 3:11. It says, "But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith." It means that faith is very, 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 very important. It says, "The just shall live, he shall regulate his life." This is how the righteous man lives his life. He lives his life by faith. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I want to show you some more. Verse 7. It says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." We walk by faith. It's similar. It's a similar scripture, similar wording. It says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." So it means that faith is very important. It says we walk, we regulate our lives. We live our lives by faith. When you read in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, it says that, "For without faith it is impossible to please God." It means that faith is very, very, very important. Now, I want us to learn something from the father of faith. Who is the father of faith other than Abraham? You see, there was something so remarkable about Abraham's faith that we can learn from, and hence grow as God wants us to, and regulate our lives in faith as God wants us to. Now I want you to turn to Romans chapter 4, and I'm reading from verse 16. I want us to learn something very small about Abraham today, and we'll continue tomorrow. Most of the time, some of us are not fully persuaded concerning certain things. You see, we believe, but then we are not fully persuaded. Abraham was fully persuaded. That is how come he received the answer to the promises. So I want us to look at how Abraham lived his life, and how Abraham walked in faith with God. From verse 16, Romans chapter 4, from verse 16, it says, "Therefore it is of faith, that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all." You see, it says Abraham is the father of us all. Let me read it again. It says, "Therefore it is of faith, that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations." Now, this is what God said to Abraham. "I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God." It says Abraham believed God, "who quickened the dead, and called those things which be not as though they were." God calls those things which be not as though they were. If you read in 1 Corinthians, the Bible mentions that he calls light out of darkness. He tells the darkness to produce light. So in the worst of situations, God calls light. God calls life out of dead things. When God sees dead things, he becomes excited because this is an opportunity to give life. It doesn't matter what challenge you are going through. See it as an opportunity. Whatever challenge comes into your life, don't cry at challenges. Brothers and sisters, we are not those who have been called to cry. You see, you are not supposed to cry at the sight of challenges. At the sight of challenges, you have to become excited. The Bible says that count it all joy when you go through diverse tests. When there's a test, don't worry about it. It means that God is giving you an opportunity to say something or to do something about it. You see, he says, Abraham, before whom he believed God, even God, who quickened the dead, and called those things which be not as though they were. He says, who against hope believed in hope. It is against hope he believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And be not weak in faith. You see, Abraham was not weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead. You see, Abraham's body was gone, was dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. He was not weak in faith. He did not consider his physical appearance, what was around. God had promised him a child, and he was 100 years old. I mean, a 100-year-old man, he cannot produce. His wife was 90. There was no way she could produce, but the Bible says he did not consider all those things. He considered the one who had spoken. God is higher. What God says is true. What God has said about you is true. Believe in that. Count on that. Be fully persuaded about what God has said. Don't look at your circumstances. Don't look at the challenges that are coming. I said be excited about challenges. When you see a challenge in your life, be excited about it, because it's an opportunity for God to use you to do something huge. something big because you walk by faith. Faith says, I have not seen it with my eyes, but I believe in it because God has said it. Because God has said it, I believe in it, and that settles it. And therefore, I regulate my life like that, as God has spoken. I'll see you again tomorrow, and I'll enlighten you some more concerning being fully persuaded. I love you very much. God bless you. Bye-bye.